flight prices from hundreds of travel sites and bag a great deal. Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at four, former Spanish football chief Luis Rubiales has been found guilty of kissing player Jenny Hermoso without consent. He's been fined €10,000 after it happened following their 2023 win at the Women's World Cup final. England's Lucy Bronze was playing that day.
It's been incredible that these players have had to go through that. Not only winning the World Cup and the media on the outside of it, but they're in the court case. They're speaking out. I think it's incredibly brave of all the individuals.
The number of people in England's hospitals with norovirus has reached a new high. More than 1,000 beds on average were filled each day last week. Hospital bosses say they're nearing full capacity. It's claimed physician associates who support doctors are being bullied out of the NHS. Exclusive figures suggest 1 in 12 are preparing to instruct lawyers to go to court over how they're treated. The BMA union says all abuse is unacceptable. And creative control of the James Bond franchise has been handed over to Amazon MGM Studios. It's been in the hands of producers Barbara Broccoli and Michael G. Wilson for the last 60 years, but we're told they'll still remain as co-owners.
Sport.
Interim Wales head coach Matt Sherratt has made 8 changes for his first game in charge. Scarlets wing Ellis Mee will make his international debut in their Rugby Union Six Nations clash with Ireland on Saturday. Warren Gatland left the job after defeat to Italy last time out, with Wales on a losing streak of 14 games. Former Scotland Rugby Union captain Jamie Ritchie has been recalled to the side for their Six Nations match with England on Saturday. Fly half Finn Russell is fit after recovering from a concussion, and rugby league team Salford say a takeover of the club has been approved, meaning they're now in a position to field a full strength side. They're being investigated by the RFL for selecting a weakened lineup in their 82-0 loss to St Helens last weekend.
Weather
with eBay. Find the right part at the right price with eBay Assured Fit.
Outbreaks of rain in the north and west overnight with a low of 5 degrees. That rain continuing tomorrow morning, but drier in the southeast. Highs of 15 tomorrow. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, this is Johnny Vaughan.
And that was Sunter Templeton. Good afternoon.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan.
Welcome to the 4 till 7. Thank you so much, Izzy. Loads of lovely texts come in for Izzy. Stuff that we never get, like love that fade into Charlemagne. Yeah. Amazing Best of British Today, says Ange. Damn Toby Tarrant, says Gaz. Off to dig up my nan so I can slap her. Thanks, Izzy, says Martin. And hi, Izzy. Hope you're good. Can't wait for Phonics' new album. That is Tom in Bangor. Just literally a slice through some of the incredible texts Izzy gets sent. You just love her in the afternoons, and rightly so. It was a grotty, nasty day here in London. Doubtless it was grotty wherever you were. I've looked at the cloud map of Britain. There wasn't a bright spot there except Izzy, which actually they could easily indicate her on the weather map of Britain.
Mm. Yeah, good
just
point.
To show just a little bit of sunshine just there over Leicester Square in the afternoons. Thanks, Izzy. Great knowledge, great music, inspiring stuff. That all ends now, though, with the 4 till 7 thing. Let's roll our sleeves out. Do you know why? We're at the business end of the schedule. It's the business end. Here's what's happening in your first hour. I've got Gavin the Woman Woods and Vinny here. Just 4 of us here now in the team. And that's how we like it, yeah?
What's the first order of business?
The first order of business. Snakes and Ladders. The truth. Plus, Country Life. Out every Thursday. Today's is as thought-provoking as ever. It's about the most thought-provoking issue of country life I've ever read.
Well, more than Evo magazine.
But no, Evo's off the scale, Gav. But get this. Speaking to Gav, he's got a Sheffield Mettler getting heavy in his heroic little slot. That's coming up. But Gav says, without his hero, there'd be no Def Leppard. There'd be no Arctic Monkeys.
No Human League?
There'd be no The League. Human League.
Not even a pulp. There'd be no pulp.
There's you get rugby league. Human League. A friend of mine used to play football in the Human League in South London. No, it's a league of sort of like old rockers and people, like just sort of people who are wasters, used to play in this league at Battersea Weather pitches called the Human League.
Top of the Human
League. I can't,
I've
got a Human League fixture this afternoon. This is the Black Keys, it's Lonely Boys. Ladies and gentlemen, you're rolling with the 4 till 7 thing, relax back. I've got this, we'll take it from here. Drive time, you know what that means. Time to
start your engine!
X.
Came as a years and years I roamed. I gazed, I gazed and stared. We must have a million years. I must have died alone, a long, long time ago. Who knows? Not me. I never lost control.
Sold the world, Nirvana. There are so many great things about Thursdays. We've really broken the back of this week with working from home. It is the new Friday.
Yeah.
But mainly, Country Life comes out on a Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
And it's inspired me for so many... It's inspirational for so many reasons. Who else would have a centrefold just of the face of a Springer Spaniel? Wet from the fight.
No, you made that up.
No, I'm
you
not. That was last week's. That was last week's. I was just in hysterics. I was... reading it, I started thinking, they've got a centrefold just of a Springer Spaniel so people can go, marvellous animal, so loyal. You know,
wonderful working
such
dog.
Such a working dog.
I'm amazed at Crufts when they do the working dog's classification. And you see what look like quite decorative dogs
yes,
on there.
And
it's not always just like a lurcher or
ridiculous.
A Jack Russell.
No, but it's only because they're cut that way. But underneath it,
right, oh,
it's
yeah.
something that is trained to find. It's like literally a hedgehog hound. It's just for killing hedgehogs. Yeah. Literally. They've got things like the working dog, of course. This is Ready Teddy Don't Believe Kingdom, which is a mole hound.
Yeah, a hedgehogging.
It's designed for hunting moles and going underground where you can grab them, and it's designed so that then you can send the mole dog in to rip them apart.
Oh, God.
But it's a marvellous animal.
Yeah.
And this one, of course, bred by Minty Stevens, famous for her mole hounds.
Of the Stevenses of Stevens, Norfolk.
And, of course, she bred the Kingdom Debelieve Ricelip. Carruthers, it was a breeding house, but you can see by the flanks that they, if you see them working.
Yeah, they've always got them on a table, they're always sort of messing with sort of, their areas.
But if you see them when they're in a field full of moles, they go under and they start.
They really come into their
they
own.
They start to kill, you understand exactly why they're so rigid with the breed standards.
Anyway, Country Life.
But also because you've got things like they have a terrible riddle in it every week. They have a marvellous...
Do they? They have riddles?
Yeah, they always have a riddle. Riddle me this. And it's always like...
Instead of a crossword.
No, but it's like literally, what's red outside but never gets wet or something? A newspaper. You know,
right, that is really old-fashioned. Yeah.
I have... They're twins, but born on the same. But then, and then it'll
you just accuse Country Life of being old-fashioned.
They're very old-fashioned really by all accounts.
No, last week's, I can't remember what it was. It was a brilliant riddle, but it was like a pair of twins born on the same day, but they're not twins.
Right.
Born on the same day, brothers, same year, same month, but they're not twins.
Right.
The triplets, the part of triplets. Which I thought was bloody good, actually. I said to Marjorie over breakfast, and actually, both of us were like, well, they've got to be twins. But of course, you don't think triplets. You don't think that. And that's why it's so compelling. Also, it's got Poets' Corner.
Right.
So this week, well, you'll know, they've got Shelley's classic. It just says, they only have one verse, can't really handle more than that.
Okay. Yeah.
In this case, it's the wintry hedge was black, the green grass was not green, the birds did rest on the bare thorn's breast,
the cold earth slept below.
Exactly right, Gav.
Is that the one?
That's the one, yes.
Oh, well.
Shelley, yeah, the cold earth slept below. Joining in that, so we'll do it together.
Go on, yeah.
If we were Aristos, Gav, I didn't know you knew it.
Well, it's Shelley, isn't it?
It's Shelley. So you go, ah, oh, yes, how they say, the wintry hedge was black, the green grass was not seen, the birds did rest on the bare thorn's breast, the cold earth slept below.
Wonderful,
exactly, Marjorie.
Wonderful.
But also today, there's something really marvellous, because they've got a property advert that says, incredible townhouse with fascinating past.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
For sale, yes.
Okay.
It's, if you've got 4.25 million,
sure.
You can get a house dating to 1860.
Fascinating past.
Well, it doesn't say what the past is.
Oh.
Normally, it'll say something like, the house where Winston Churchill got the news that the Nazis have invaded Russia.
Right.
And that's why it's amazing.
Okay.
This is where Henry VIII caught eyes with Jane Seymour.
Right.
But I was wondering, 83936, what your own house is. Fascinating past is, if you were to, 100 years, 200 years down the line, what have you got to really...
Interesting.
Put your house...
be on the blue plaque.
Right, 83936.
Yeah.
Mine would be, this is where, I learned to play the piano with one finger during COVID and drove my neighbours mad.
Right.
And mastered the rosemary roast potato. Mm. 83936, I'm sure you've got yours. This is Arm's Length. It's Sam Fender on Thursday.
Do you have to know me inside out?
Sam Fender, arm's length. We're looking at your incredible houses with a fascinating past. This is because, obviously, everyone knows that Country Life is every Thursday. So it says on the cover, it says Country Life every Thursday. The rest of the time, the country is closed. Of course, it is the day when aristos get married, Thursday, because it implies you can take Friday off and Thursdays.
Because you own the company,
make a four-day weekend of it. No, it is the one. Fridays are quite smart, but Thursday weddings, my God. Ye gods. Okay, so I read that on a property advert in Country Life today, and I was just wondering, well, what's the fascinating past of your house? What will future generations say? Here we go.
Go on.
My flat is where, they'll say about it, where I listen to TGA read out on air, my favourite smell of all time is new tennis balls. I tell you what, Country Life are going to take that.
They'll do
a four-page feature on that.
If you don't get Country Life, do.
Really?
It's the funniest, honestly.
Are you writing for them now?
No, but it's given me more laughs over the years. It's so, okay, do you know why?
Why?
Because, okay, take this week's. What does it say we've got a celebration of?
What?
The reintroduction of the bearded tit.
Okay.
Really?
Yes.
That's what they're...
Yes. Right. And you know, they know
they
exactly
know.
What yeah, they're yeah. on about.
Absolutely.
It says, great news for bearded tits.
Yeah.
And it's got that in their thing, and they have...
They're chortling.
They've reintroduced 120 breeding pairs.
Oh, I thought you were talking about hipsters.
Yes, they've bred them as well. Right. Thank you, Sutton. But, the smell of tennis balls. They'd approve of that at Country Life. Try and think about them there. Keep those coming in. 83936. This is where I answer the door in my underwear, apologising for being late for work, only for it to be a delivery man with a takeaway I'd ordered an hour earlier. It was 7 p.m.
Wow.
Historical. Keep them coming in.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. With over 50 years' experience at Fidelity, we believe there's a difference between investing and being invested. Investing is having access to guidance, tools, and expert insights. Being invested means feeling confident about your future. Investing is choosing from a wealth of investment options. Being invested means focusing on your long-term goals. For ISAs, pensions, or advice, be truly invested with Fidelity. Go to fidelity.co.uk. Your capital is at risk. Terms apply.
Ready for some fun?
Yay! Poulton's is open from the 14th to the 24th of February for half term.
Poulton's Park!
At Wickes, save on Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £22, now £15. Feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Ends Wednesday. Terms apply.
If you've ever bought furniture from Fishpools, we'd like to say thank you for being part of the reason we're celebrating our 125th birthday. That's 125 years of stunning on-trend furniture and home accessories and 125 years of exceptional customer service. To celebrate, we're giving everyone up to 50% off in our winter sale, in-store and online. Fishpools, furniture experts since 1899.
That was the travel. Now the weather. Chris.
Thanks, Sarah. A chance of rain today with low pressure bringing some cloudy patches and some showery spells later in the day.
If an Audi's on your mind, now's the time. With £750 off a new Audi ordered by the 28th of February and delivered by the 30th of June. Start your search at audi.co.uk or visit your local Audi centre.
In the southeast, you'll see sunny spells well into the Audi noon. Afternoon.
Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. T's and C's apply. £750 discount applied on purchase. Retail customers only.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book now at one of our London donor centres. Visit blood.co.uk today.
Radio X. kickoff with the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Hi, listeners. Chris Moyles here. You know you can make a song about Johnny Vaughan out of anything. Johnny. I'll work on it. Tomorrow morning, we're doing the Chris Moyles Morning After Show live from a secret location in London because it's my birthday. Make sure you're listening in the morning.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
With Virgin Money, you can feed your wanderlust with epic travel perks, so you get extra for your money. And you can boost your balance with cashback and savings, so you get extra for your money. You can even enjoy rewards from across the Virgin family, so you get extra for your money. That's right. With Virgin Money, you get more for your money. Add extra to ordinary. Search Virgin Money. Backed by the current account switch service, UK 18 plus terms apply. Virgin Money is a trading name of Clydesdale Bank PLC.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Here on your Radio X. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
This is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. I was just browsing. Every Thursday I get Country Life. It's given me more life laughter over the years than pretty well any source of comedy.
Mm. Right. It sounds like we've said before the Daily Mail reads like Viz these days.
Well, okay, once there was a property advert. Yeah. It says imposing. Imposing Tudor mansion for sale. Yeah? Mm. No, I called up the estate agent.
Go on.
To ask how imposing it was.
And?
I said, excuse me, I was just reading, how imposing is it? Because I want something.
Imposing?
No, the bloke going, well, no, it's pretty imposing. I mean, I know, but how? Because when I want guests going up there, I need this for a specific set of meetings.
I want it to be downright intimidating.
No, I said, I've got people coming up from Europe. I want them seeing themselves. And he said, well, I don't know if it's that intimidating. I said, well, what's the most imposing property you've got? I want Norfolk's most imposing property. And he goes, well, we've got something in Suffolk that's pretty intimidating. And he was literally...
He was going along with it,
imposing property. But who wants to live somewhere imposing?
No one.
Well, you've got to come and see my place. What's it like? God, it's imposing AF.
Terrifying.
Imposing AF.
You can't even approach the building.
Yes, you can't. Literally, I go there, I just do a U-turn, I head back to London.
Sheer terror.
I can't tonight. It's to a no. My mother won't go. Can't get staff.
The children are screaming.
The children won't go. It's too imposing. It's laid empty for 15 years. Total waste of money, but my God, the prestige. I tell you what, Scotland's most imposing building, that'd be a poser, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh,
every single building.
Are there any other kind?
Well, no, Edinburgh Castle would win it every time.
Yeah.
Johnny Love, we're looking for your property, your fantastic histories of your properties. This is because in Country Life, there's an advert today. It says, incredible townhouse with fascinating past. Mm. What have you seen, Gav?
Paul in Leeds, he of the famous vestibule text we got a few months ago. He says, hi, TJ and the gang. My house will always be known as the one with the two barking poodles and the owner who lets them out in the garden at 11:30 every night.
That's fantastic. I can see Country Life lapping that up.
Yeah,
known for its barking, the famous barking poodles of Cheshire or whatever. Go on, what do you got, Sons?
Philip of British Leyland says, evening, Tej and pals. The blue plaque on my house would say, at this location, the delicacy of melted Mars bar over vanilla ice cream was invented during the great COVID lockdown.
If it could be your great lockdown,
historic moment.
I don't mind confining it to that. Hi, Johnny Love. This is from Bill near Northampton. Thank you, Bill. The blue plaque outside our house reads, in this building in 2020, a whole batch of bagels were thrown to the floor in a rage because they turned out like wallpaper paste. Bagels have never been attempted since that fateful day. There we go. It's the home of the great bagel fiasco.
Yes,
very.
It is.
My house will be famous for my son's girlfriend permanently staining the toilet seat with fake tan.
Oh.
That's Kevin from, get this, and this is the sort of place you only see in Country.
This is the first text we've ever got from this place.
Okay, and it's from Oswald Twistle.
No.
They would approve. Ladies and gentlemen, get your disco double claps ready. Sunta and I always compete for this every time. What we try and do is look like we haven't noticed its wet leg, and then we do the double clap and hope the other person's forgotten, but never happens, does it? Here we go.
Buffalo 66 on DVD. You with yourself. You with yourself. You're climbing.
Johnny Bourne's 4 till 7 fan.
Radio X.
Been here too long, the songs on the radio sound the same. Everybody just looks the same, but then last night was so much fun. And now your sheets are dirty, the streets are dirty too. But you never look back over what you've done. Remember when you were young, you'd lose yourself. In the morning, you know we won't remember a thing. Boy can't help it, it's not his fault. Just a dangerous, dangerous age. Then every night's still so much fun. And you're still out there, darling, clinging on to the wrong ideas. But I never regret anything I've done. Remember when you were young, you'd lose yourself. In the morning, you know you won't remember a thing. In the morning, you know it's gonna be alright. You know it's gonna be all.
Been in a Rangers social club there.
You'll never remember a thing.
You won't remember a thing there. Neither will the lads.
After a few
pints. Oh, see you, Dad. Can we have a blue plaque on the house of Razorlights Mar?
I think there is one there.
I presume there is. In this house, Razorlights Mar gave birth to a litter of rock musicians. A litter.
Where she resided.
Where she resided and birthed four musicians that formed, that would later form Razorlight. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 407 thing right on Radio X. We're just looking at some of the things that have made your houses fantastically historical so that we can list them in Country Life. You can't be in Country Life unless they've got a fantastic history. Certainly in the advert, it doesn't say what it is.
No.
Sometimes they do. It's like where Queen Anne fell over once while talking to, you know, whoever. My house is famous for being the establishment whereby my son unwittingly inhaled some of his great granny's ashes.
No!
It's just ashes. Something you've done worse. What you got? You've done worse. You've bought worse. Go on.
Johnny Love, my blue plaque would say, here is the man who kept the Australian wine business afloat through COVID and for many years beyond.
That's fantastic.
That's from Dave Evans.
For services to the Australian wine business.
And his historic message.
By appointment to the Australian, the wine girls of Australia. Go, what you got, Gav?
Dave in Birmingham says, in 100 years, my house will be known as one of the few that installed a very slow charger for the now rare electric vehicle.
That's fantastic. Blue plaque. This house was once owned by Andrew from Tunbridge Wells, writer of the screenplay for the hugely successful film franchise. Oh no, it's George Godfrey. Someone remembers these things. Someone remembers, guys. Do you know what? We're back in a second. Gav will have a hero for you.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan. Radio X. You take such pride in your work. You check every teensy detail. You always clear up after yourself. And you leave each customer as happy as a clam. You do all this because it matters. It also matters to Trust a Trader, where millions of people go to find top-notch tradespeople just like you. So if you're ready to build your business even further, apply to join the Trust a Trader professionals. When it matters,
trustatrader.com. Calling all roadrunners, pedal pushers, slush makers, and thrill seekers. Take on the challenge and get moving for people affected by breast cancer. This year, tick off a bucket list goal, hit a personal best, or discover a new hobby at an event for Breast Cancer Now. The money you raise will help fund our life-changing research and support. Sign up now and we'll support you with everything you need. Search Breast Cancer Now fundraising events.
I've got a new Samsung Galaxy Tab S10 Ultra and a nice tan. I saw this gorgeous beach on my socials, just drew a circle round it with my finger and circled to search with Google help me find it. Now I'm here. Circle to sunbathe. Buy a Galaxy Tab S10 Ultra from Samsung.com by the 31st of March and get an AI book cover keyboard for your new tablet. Keyboard automatically added to basket. Colour may vary, requires network connection, results may vary.
At Matalan, the sale has landed. Shop up to 50% off across women's, men's and kids' styles, plus homeware too. And don't miss 3 for 2 across selected kids' fashion. You get the cheapest item free. Shop in-store, online at matalan.co.uk and via the app now. T's and C's apply, selected lines only.
Hey love, Mackie sounds great. I really fancy 9
McNuggets, fries, Sprite, and an Oreo McFlurry, please. And barbecue sauce.
See you in 5, sweetie.
Order like Stormzy, the Stormzy meal, now at McDonald's.
Available until the 25th of March, served after 11 a.m.
We're cracking out the Cuthbert cake here at Aldi.
You can't match this.
To celebrate 4 years as Which Cheapest Supermarket.
You can't match this.
So if you want a slice of everyday amazing value, there's only one supermarket where every price is an Aldi price. Visit aldi.co.uk/awards for more.
Hello, business owner. When you set up your business, your dream wasn't to do accounting admin. That's nobody's dream. Get Monzo Business and let us automate it for you. Integrate everything with Xero, Free Agent and QuickBooks and share your balance and transactions to Google Sheets from our app. That's kind of dreamy. 500,000 businesses bank with us. When will you? Get Monzo Business. Only sole traders or limited company directors in the UK can apply. Integrated accounting is available with Monzo Business Pro for £9 a month. T's and C's apply.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
It's free, that's all that she could bleed. That's why she'll never stay. A wife, but naked in the night and looking for some play. Just another girl that wants to rule the world at any time or place. And when she gets into your head, you know she's there to stay.
Molly's Chambers right here on Your Glorious Radio X. Goes out to Andy in Wrexham, who's got a blue plaque, he reckons, in his road. It simply says, I came through the window, which is not true. But it's one of our favourite bits of random graffiti.
Oh,
I just,
man.
I just saw that written on a broken window.
Yeah.
It just said, I came through the window. Ladies and gentlemen, Gav's got a hero. Every single day of the week, the Woodman furnishes us with a hero. He enriches our lives, makes us weapons-grade humans. What do you got there, Gav?
Okay, today's hero, Johnny, is a man called Harry Brearley.
I like him already.
He lived from 1871 to 1948. He was a Victorian metallurgist, however you say that. He was born in February 1871.
Metaller.
In Sheffield, where you would expect him to be born, in the steel industry. His dad was a steel worker. He left school, Harry did, at 12 to join as a labourer at the steelworks.
That was late back then.
Well, I was just wondering, what does a 12-year-old get to do at a steelworks? Is it furnace boy?
Yeah, furnace boy, yeah. It'll be climbing into somewhere.
That's exactly what Vince
small.
Said.
Small, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It involves a small aperture that's life-threatening.
Terrifying. Either way, he rose fast through the ranks and became the general assistant in the company's chemical laboratory. And he gained a reputation as a decent metallurgist. In 1908, he was made the head of a new laboratory owned by two of the biggest manufacturers. They joined together to figure out how to make better steel, and he developed a new kind of steel for gun barrels, for artillery,
nice.
And for the Navy.
Well, how wonderful.
Leading up to World War One, but that wasn't the thing. He added chromium to the alloy, and he invented stainless steel. A more wear-proof, they called it rustless steel originally, until someone else changed the name. He did that for the inside of the barrels to stop them wearing out.
Rustless.
I know, it sounds more Victorian. But he revolutionised the whole of the cutlery industry, cementing Sheffield as the knife and fork capital for the masses.
Of course.
Because before that, only rich people had silver cutlery or electroplated nickel-silver cutlery.
Yeah.
Now everyone had it.
Electroplated.
It's amazing to think that without him, we may never have had the Arctic Monkeys or Def Leppard.
There'd be nothing.
Or even Pulp or the Human League.
Yeah.
As I said, it was called rustless steel. There is a 42-foot-high mural of him today on the side of a building on Howard Street in Sheffield.
Well, just today?
Just today. They did it right now.
Did they?
I rang them.
It's an odd time, but I appreciate that. Better late than never.
But that's... I didn't know the steel industry in Sheffield started in the 16th century, which is much earlier than I thought it was. But anyway, he did it in the 18th century... Oh, sorry, the 19th century, and it never...
What is it? Iron ore, lime, and what?
I don't know.
No.
I do know that steel usually has some chromium and some molybdenum in it.
Yeah.
As well as whatever else. But the chromium will not melt until a very high temperature, which is why it works well in gun barrels.
Where were Judas Priest from? Because they were steel. They were
They're Brummies, aren't they?
Where they probably are.
If you don't know...
industrial.
If it's a metal band from the 70s and you're not sure, they're from Birmingham.
Birmingham.
No, I just thought because they had that album, British Steel.
They did,
I know Sheffield was a big steel town.
Have you
got nice cutlery?
No, I've got what I would call like multi-breed. Okay. It's not one kind. It's loads of different ones.
But I've often hankered for a decent canteen.
Me too.
Of cutlery. Sometimes you go into like junk shops, one of those antique arcades.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you sort of think of some. Like I don't know, other people eating with it.
And yeah, and then sort of, selling
it. Despite the fact you don't mind in a restaurant.
Right. Yeah.
There's just something much more intimate about a whole, even though it's like, it's always Sheffield Steel.
Always. No, around the world it always is. It's not just here.
But then you get those horrible fish knives.
Oh.
Those Sheffield ones, which were created just because...
The smell transfer.
Because the you couldn't fully get the smell.
Absolutely.
And if you go up, and if you push your nose up very close, it's still there today. That smell of old fish.
Harry Brearley.
Harry Brearley. That's such a northern name,
isn't it?
Harry Brearley.
There's no stains on him.
But if it'd been Crichton. This is Manic Street Preachers. People ruin paintings.
Take the climber out of the mountain. Give me a pilot, give me a rascal. Take the
Sheffield. That was the Manic Street Preachers. People ruin paintings. If you want to hear them talk about that tune, they were with John Kennedy. Exposure last Saturday. Listen again with Global Player, the official app for Radio X. Track by track, they talk through the whole of their new album, which that was from People Ruin Paintings. Hey guys, you're still going on about all I did was said wasn't weren't Judas Priest from Sheffield? Please.
No, from Birmingham, you said.
From Birmingham.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you said probably from Birmingham.
Well, you're right. Sorry. Yeah,
I just opine.
Yeah.
Were they from Sheffield?
Mm.
Rob Halford wore the Black Country flag on his back when inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Ah.
Sorry, I missed that one.
There's one guy here saying he built the Harry Brearley building in Sheffield.
I can't see it for all the hate we're getting from Judas Priest fans.
I never thought
would ever happen. What is interesting, if you are talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, is just to see Keith Richards.
Oh, that's one of the funniest speeches ever.
Look it up on YouTube.
ZZ Top, I think, are winning something. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's inducting.
And
he's inducing ZZ Top. And he just talks.
He's just telling in jokes without actually any punchline.
He's just talking rubbish. Yeah. But he really thinks he's on a roll. If you want to see, you sort of think, God, that's like the worst, best man ever.
Ever.
But of course it was there, because it was all there.
But you'd all know that, wouldn't you?
You'd all know that, because it was so... Still, what?
What?
Sorry, Hammersmith, what are you saying? No, I didn't say that. It's crazy.
Suddenly
you think, God, is that what it's like in your head, Keith? It was back then. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Stephen Templeton gives you the news next. Stay with us.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Great value speaks for itself. Just ask our customers.
If somebody said to me that they wouldn't use Ocado because it was expensive, I would say to them, have you even tried?
Ocado match your shop on thousands of products to Tesco.com.
Mum thinks that Ocado do that especially for her, so I had to tell her they do that for everybody.
That's not just you, Mum.
Max £10 voucher for difference on like-for-like shop excludes marketplace. Geographical and other restrictions apply. Minimum spend and delivery fees apply. Full terms at ocado.com/price promise.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Any tips for the racing?
Yeah. Your best bet is to enter BetVictor for their new customer welcome offer. If you bet a minimum of £10, they give you £20 in free bets on the horse racing. But here's another tip. If you're at the races, head to the paddock. You get lots of info they don't put in the race cards.
Like what?
Like the fact I'm seeing one of them drop a lot of weight right now.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet on the racing at BetVictor. 18 plus, opt in, bet on horse racing at odds of evens or greater, no cash out, 7-day expiry, terms and conditions apply, gambleaware.org.
There's never been a better time to buy a Citroën van. There's £750 saving on the whole Citroën van range during our Professional Days event from the 17th of February to 17th of March. Choose electric and you even get a free EV charger with residential installation. Whatever the size and shape of your business, Citroën has a van to suit your needs. Interested? Visit your local Citroën retailer or search Citroën Vans. Offer valid 17th Feb to 17th March 25. Saving on the road price. Business user selected stock participating retailers only. EV charger electric models only. T's and C's and eligibility criteria apply.
Oh, well, that's just delicious. Every Tuesday, we stay in and just eat Gianni's Italian, because you've got to support local.
Because Tuesday's your turn to wash up.
I wasn't aware we had a rota, Stephen.
You wrote it, Bruno.
For date night and everything else.
Did somebody say Just Eat?
Charges apply. Check available restaurants in your area and opening times on justeat.co.uk for details.
Manic Street Preachers are back. Their brand new album, Critical Thinking, including the singles Decline and Fall, Hiding in Plain Sight, and People Ruin Paintings. Manic Street Preachers, Critical Thinking, out now.
Granny and Grandpa had their heart set on getting Jess a drum kit for her birthday. And because they bought it on their Barclay card, they were rewarded too. It was music to their ears. Same can't be said for Mum and Dad. What you buy is your business. Rewarding you is ours. Search Barclay card to find out more about our range of rewards cards. Barclay card. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable, subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our March draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 28th of February. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 5, the former head of Spanish football is going to appeal after being found guilty of kissing player Jenny Hermoso without her consent. Luis Rubiales has been fined €10,000 after it happened following Spain's win at the Women's World Cup final in 2023. Football España editor Rory Barlow says there's been a mixed reaction.
The fact that Rubiales will avoid prison time, the fact that he and the three other members of the RFEF, the Royal Spanish Football Federation, will all avoid charges of coercion, that's been seen as kind of letting him off lightly in Spain.